Welcome to This is America in VOA Special English. I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Barbara Klein. This week on our program, we talk about summer music festivals in the United States.
Things are falling down on me, heavy things I could not see. When I finally came around, something small would pin me down. When I tried to step aside,
that was Heavy Things by Phish. The newly reunited band is one of the groups to perform this year at the Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival. The festival takes place on a farm about 100 kilometers from Nashville, Tennessee. This is the eighth year. The four-day event has movies and comedy in addition to music.
This year's music lineup at Bonnaroo also includes the Beastie Boys, Nine Inch Nails, and TV on the Radio, plus Bela Fleck, Lucinda Williams, and Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band.
Screen door slams, Mary's dress sways. Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. Hey, that's me and I want you only. Don't turn me home again. I just can't face myself alone again. Don't you run back inside, darling, you know just what I'm here for. So you're scared and you're thinking that maybe we ain't that young anymore. Well, show a little faith, there's magic in the night. You ain't a beauty, but hey, you're alright. Oh, and that's alright with me.
The Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival is June 11th through the 14th. Then, 4 days later, the Telluride Bluegrass Festival brings American musical traditions to the high mountains of Colorado. The festival has 4 days of concerts, music workshops, and songwriting contests. This year's performers include Elvis Costello, David Byrne, and the Yonder Mountain String Band. Here is the Yonder Mountain String Band at the 30th anniversary of the Telluride Bluegrass Festival 6 years ago. The song is called Too Late Now.
Sat still on the charming distant shore, children was trying to say. Where's the answer that I came looking for? Should surely be lying in wait for me. Sometimes I'm not sure what I'm doing, riding alone in the night, searching hard for the answers, searching for the light. But it's too late to convince me once again wrong. But it's too late now. That's coming from where I'm going.
Another summer music festival in Colorado is Blues Under the Bridge. It will take place July 24th and 25th in the city of Colorado Springs. Performers this year include the Fabulous Thunderbirds and Betty Lavette. Betty LaVette, sang in January at the inaugural celebration at the Lincoln Memorial for Barack Obama. The soul singer has been performing since the 1960s. Here, from her 2007 album, The Scene of the Crime, is the song Choices.
I've had choices since the day I was born. There were voices, they told me right from wrong. I wouldn't be here today, living and dying with the choices I made. I was tempted by an early age. I found I liked drinking. Lord, I never turned one down. There were loved ones, but I turned all away, and now I'm living and dying with the choices I made.
Fans of classical music have their own outdoor summer festivals. The Midsummer Mozart Festival is July 16th to the 26th in San Francisco, California. This is the 35th anniversary. Among the artists this year is flutist Maria Tamborino, pianist Seymour Lipkin, and French horn player David Sprung. Here now is the Midsummer Mozart Festival Orchestra with conductor George Cleave and pianist Jeremy Menuhin. The work is Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 13 in C major.
From the 18th century and Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, we fast forward to alternative rock, hip-hop, and punk. These can all be found at the Lollapalooza Festival in Chicago, Illinois. Perry Farrell, lead singer for Jane's Addiction, started Lollapalooza in 1991. At first, the show traveled across North America and was meant to be the band's final tour. But since then, Lollapalooza has taken place every year except for a 5-year break. Lollapalooza will run from August 7th to the 9th. The bands this year include the Decemberists and the Killers, as well as new acts like the Virgins and White Lies. Also on the lineup is a reunited Jane's Addiction. Here from the best of Jane's Addiction is Summertime Rolls.
Shady blades, the children all ran over me, screaming, "Tam, you are the one."
to send us there. She says, stop. I'm a girl whose fingernails are made of a mother's pearls. Yellow buttercup, helicopters, orange buttercup, should sing after the crazy.
The first outdoor jazz festival in the United States took place 55 years ago in Newport, Rhode Island. Over the years, the Newport Jazz Festival presented greats like Miles Davis, Duke Ellington, and Ella Fitzgerald. But in March, producer George Wein announced that the company that sponsored the festival was no longer able to because of the recession. Still, he promised to save the show, for this year at least. He renamed it George Wein's Jazz Festival 55. The festival is planned from August 7th to the 9th, with performers including Etta James, Branford Marsalis, Tony Bennett, and Mos Def. We leave you with another act coming to Newport this summer. Here is the Dave Brubeck Quartet with their signature piece, Take Five.
Was written by Nancy Steinbach and produced by Katie Weaver. I'm Barbara Klein.
And I'm Steve Ember. Transcripts and MP3s of our programs are at voaspecialenglish.com. You can also follow us at twitter.com/voalearnenglish. Join us again next week for This Is America in VOA Special English.